Hey, fella. This is Chris Johnson. I want to tell you a little bit about this dude I knew in high school. He was a pretty bizarre character, but he was a good guy. He used to wear these, like, bright, shiny polyester shirts, these button-downs. And he's, like, completely different now, too. Like, he does, like, bodybuilding contests now and shit. Like, he never did that shit in high school, but now he does, like, bodybuilding contests. Or at least he fucking did. You can fucking look this guy up and basically see him, you know, all fucking jacked up and fucking oiled down, wearing a fucking banana hammock. You know, I can see the outline of his fucking penis. He might as well be naked. Just pose with your fucking dick hanging out, buddy boy. He's like the fucking macho man now. Matter of fact, that's what we should call him, macho man. So I'm chatting with a macho man, right? Chatting over the Facebook Messenger. He lives out of state now. We'll be having like a normal conversation. Then all of a sudden a fucking, this shit just pops up. Like he just fucking says these things. Did you go to our high school reunion, he asks. Okay, fair enough question. Next sentence, he says, I'm watching Zack and Miri make a porno. Great fucking movie, by the way. And then his next sentence is, and speaking of Zack and Miri, have you ever tried making a porno? It actually takes some talent, he says. I tried it. It was awful. I watched it. It was like a monster trying to kill my wife. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. So wait a second here. You're talking to me about our high school reunion, and two fucking lines later, you're telling me about fucking your wife. About how, not only fucking your wife, about watching yourself fuck your wife. Hey, buddy, did you go to the high school reunion? Anyway, I fucked my wife the other day. I filmed it. Oh, well, you should have seen that shit. What? Jesus. God. Muscle. Macho man. You're fucking killing me. Come on, savage. Look, generally, if somebody's filming a fucking porn video, I'm at least interested. I want to know what the fuck you're doing there. But I don't know if I want to be talking about porn videos like two fucking sentences away from fucking high school reunion talk is all I'm saying. I was chatting with him about the podcast one day. He was one of the guys who kind of like pushed me to start one. You know, he's just asking me shit about the setup, about the mics, can I call in, all that bullshit. And then the next sentence is, also, Adult Friend Finder was hacked, so if you have an account, please change your password. And you might think he's just fucking around, but he's not fucking around. Like, that's serious. That's serious business. He thought I might be on fucking Adult Friend Finder. And I've said before, it's not hard to fuck. Why, like, Adult Friend Finder? Really? I mean, shouldn't it be just called Bar at 4 a.m., you know? He was asking me about the divorce. He's like, I don't want to pry, but, you know, it sucks what happened. And I was like, yeah, you can ask, you know, I don't give a shit. What do you want to know? And then his next line was, I was almost raped by a man. What? Wait a second. You were asking me about my divorce, and then two fucking lines later, you told me that you were almost raped by a guy? And it was so fucking weird. Like, he bounced right from that back to another fucking normal line of questioning. You know, what happened? How'd you find out? I was almost raped by a man. Anyway, what happened with the ex? Like, no. You just told me you were almost raped by a guy. You gotta fucking tell me about that, dude. You can't just drop that fucking bombshell on me. My divorce can fucking wait. Like, it's gonna fucking be there. You were almost raped by a fucking dude. Really? Is that what fucking happened? So he tells me the fucking story. He tells me he was working out with this guy, and they went on a fucking business trip together, and they roomed together. I'm gonna actually read you what he fucking wrote here. I'm gonna actually read this part. I'm gonna read this verbatim from our conversation. Macho Man, I'm sorry, but this has to be told. People have to know about this. So he gets up to use the restroom. He puts use the restroom in quotes, comes back with just a towel on. I'm thinking, okay, weird, but whatever. Then he sits on the bench with his legs up and his cock and balls on full display for me. So I get quiet. What the fuck am I supposed to say? Maybe he was just super comfortable with me. Or maybe he wants to put that cock in your asshole right now. I don't even know if I can get through this next line. Then he comes closer to me and touches my thigh. That is when the red flags went up. Really? Right there, Macho Man. Right fucking there is when the red flags went up. So at this point, I don't really recall. It gets kind of fuzzy. I ended up in the men's room shower. Couldn't figure out how the water got hot. Comes to help me. Made it back to the room. Gave me a hug. Then I passed out on the floor. He never came out of me again, and my butthole was not sore. But my wife thinks I got raped. I gotta be honest with you, Macho Man. I think you fucked this guy, too. And I love the fact that your wife thinks you got raped by this guy and is like, eh, this is another fucking Saturday night business trip. I should introduce Macho Man to my buddy Simon. Simon would fuck him in a hot second. And he would tell you he was gonna do it, too. God, I miss Simon. Side note, quick Simon story. I talked about Simon before. Simon would blow any dude, let any dude blow him, let anybody blow him. Simon would fuck anything. Great fucking guy, too. So Chops would always get Simon telling these fucking old stories, right? These old fucking war stories. And one day, Simon's telling Chops a story about how Simon and his buddy were sitting naked on a couch right next to each other. And there was a woman there blowing Simon's friend. And Simon was just sitting there naked. And Chops was like, Simon, why were you naked? And he was like, come on, Chops. He was getting blown. And he was like, yeah, I understand that. But why were you naked? And there's a long pause, and Simon's like, it's a good question, Chops. And he fucking left. Just a normal situation of a dude sitting naked next to another dude getting blown, you know? Anyway, we got new episodes coming in a few days, baby. Sundays and Wednesdays are the new episode days. I'm on Podbean. I'm on TuneIn. I'm on Google Play. I am on iTunes. Subscribe to that shit somewhere, please. And you can follow me on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou.